that it was not possible for any object heavier than air to fly. Then a professor at the University of Basel, Daniel Bernoulli, laid down a series of hydrodynamic principles, including his most famous, a complex principle of air resistance, which has come to be known as Bernoulli's Law. It was the application of Bernoulli's Law to aeronautical engineering that led to the first flight by the Wright brothers at Kitty Hawk and to the entire world of modern aviation as we now know it today. Daniel Bernoulli didn't invent this law, which is named after him, but once he discovered it and others learned to apply it, man was able to conquer the skies. Today, planes can fly almost anywhere in the world at several hundred miles an hour with a speed and efficiency that was unimaginable even 100 years ago, and all because of Bernoulli's law. You too can fly. By using the laws and principles of success and achievement that have been discovered over the last 4,000 years, you can reach the heights of your potential. You can travel faster and further toward the achievement of your dreams and aspirations than you ever dreamed possible. When you apply these proven and practical principles to your life, you'll begin to make progress you may have never before imagined. When you organize your life so that everything that you're thinking and doing is in harmony with the universal laws that predict and control human destiny, there'll be no limitations on what you can be and have and do. When I was 19, I set out on a lifelong journey seeking the answers to the question, why is it that some people are more successful than others? I came from a home where we never had very much money. I didn't finish high school, and I worked at laboring jobs for several years. I washed dishes and dug wells and carried building materials on construction sites. I worked in factories and sawmills. I worked as a merchant seaman on a Norwegian freighter, and I even worked as a farmhand during the harvest season. Over the years, I traveled all over the world studying different cultures and philosophies and religions and schools of thought. Always I sought for the answers to that great question, why is it that some people are more successful than others? As the years passed and my experience accumulated, I began to notice that there was a certain element of regularity and predictability in human events. There seemed to be laws and principles at work in almost everything that happened. I've now studied the subject for more than 25 years, and I've come to the conclusion that there are universal laws that anyone can use to dramatically enhance the quality of his or her life. They're available to you here in this program, and when you apply them, you'll begin to get the things you want in every area of your life. To state it simply, I discovered that the answer to the question about successful people is that successful people live their lives more in harmony with natural laws than unsuccessful people do. Successful and happy people are those who, consciously or unconsciously, organize their thoughts, feelings, and actions in such a way that the powers available to them as a result of these laws seem to go to work for them in their lives. They then go on to accomplish more in a few years than many people accomplish in a lifetime. And the reason is simple. Successful people do more things right and fewer things wrong. They make the right choices and decisions, and they take the right actions. They channel their mental, emotional, and physical energies toward the attainment of the things that enrich their lives, and they waste very little of their time going down blind alleys or pursuing goals that ultimately lead to failure and frustration and lost months or years. Successful people seem to live their lives more efficiently in moving from where they are to where they want to go. They seem to get there faster and easier and achieve greater satisfaction along the way. Unsuccessful people, on the other hand, are those who either don't know the universal laws or who choose to ignore them in the short term, hoping that they'll be spared the consequences of their behaviors in the long term. This attitude can lead to wasted years and unfulfilled lives. Whenever you see a person who's not achieving his or her full potential, you see a violation of universal laws that's both sad and unnecessary. Universal laws are like physical laws, like the law of gravity. They're called laws because they're everywhere and always enforced. And ignorance of the law is no excuse. The law of gravity will work on you whether you step off a 10-story building in downtown New York or in downtown London, England. You'll follow the law of gravity